here at the Abbeville Opera House. I'm sitting in a box seat on the balcony level, and I tell you what, I have Michael Genevieve here, and yes, so it is a milestone, and Harry Anderson has come to celebrate Michael Genevieve's birthday today. How are you doing today, Michael Genevieve?
I'm old.
All of 60, folks.
Here we go. Yeah, it's a great birthday. We've got a great weekend planned, and we're looking forward to a great opening night crowd at 8 o'clock tonight. We still have some seats available for Wise Guy, starring Harry Anderson here at the Abbeville Opera House, and we are thrilled. Yeah, there's some guy talking to me in the background here. I don't know. Oh, it's Ed Begley Jr. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Man, I didn't know you brought all these people. I was just trying to talk to Harry Anderson, and here we have Ed Begley here.
Yeah, and he's doing great. Ed, how are you doing?
Well, we are here. Harry Anderson is actually on the stage right now doing a little tech walkthrough, getting ready and everything. God, they wouldn't even let us in. They were showing some magic tricks, and God, it was a private stuff.
Absolutely.
But I understand for your birthday you got 60 presents from Harry Anderson. What did you get?
That nice. I got some of the very Harry Anderson secrets, and you know, in addition to Night Court and Dave's World, and of course all the appearances on Saturday Night Live and the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, all the HBO comedy specials and things, Harry has created a lot of magic. I mean, he's an incredible magician and has designed and created some magic, and he's actually given me some that he has never marketed but has done, so I'm actually very thrilled by that. And some of the things that he does in Wise Guy that you'll see on stage tonight, he made a gift for my birthday.
Well, you are special here, Michael Genevieve.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We're just having a good time. We've been in here all morning doing Q2Qs and studying light levels and all of that. And then as soon as we finish talking with you here this afternoon, we're going to do a quick run-through of the show. And then Harry will go back and rest for a little bit, and we'll be ready to go by 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, now, the show Wise Guy, I'm going to talk to more to Harry about it, but it actually goes back to his time in Katrina at the bar that he owned down there, correct?
Right, Oswald's. As a matter of fact, we have some great set pieces that you'll see on the stage that actually came from Harry's bar, Oswald's, and he really designed this show there, to be performed there. It's a speakeasy, or as Harry always calls it, a saloon show. So we're going to take you to New Orleans, to Oswald's, and we've got the great New Orleans jazz. We got an incredible Michael B., an incredible piano player who works with Harry on this show. And so you hear music and comedy and magic. I mean, just it's a little bit of everything. It's a great evening of entertainment.
That's right, and the tickets for this, they're $30, is that right? And you said you still have some for tonight?
Yes, $25 in advance, so give them a call at the box office. It's 366-2157. The box seats, I think, are gone for tonight's show, at least, or it could be tomorrow night. But give us a call at the box office, and they can get you some great seats after the show. Harry is always so nice, and he hangs around. He'll meet people after the show. We'll have our concessions bar will be available. You can get autographs and pictures and all kinds of things. And he also brings some of the Night Court ties that he actually wore on Night Court that he will autograph. And after the show, he sells those, and the proceeds from that are donated to Habitat for Humanity in New Orleans.
That's terrific. Now, of course, this is a fundraiser, and for people that are coming here to the Abbeville Opera House, they're really going to understand why Harry Anderson is here, because you've got this whole place scaffolded off, don't you?
Yeah, well, we do. We're getting a new roof on the Abbeville Opera House.
Did Harry Anderson blow it off last year?
Yeah, Harry brings the house down, and so we didn't want to take any chances with it. So we've got scaffolding all around the Opera House. It would have been nice if we could have waited till Monday, but for some reason they came in yesterday, actually beat Harry. So when he walked in, it looks like the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan. It's got scaffolding right now on all three sides. But we've got a really nice little walkway that'll bring you into the theater. And then, of course, once you get in here into the 100-year-old opera house, it looks just the same. So. Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's
too soon. soon. Too soon, Harry. Yeah. I'm up here with Ann Eller Lincoln in the second floor box seat.
And Harry Anderson can't wait to be on the radio, can he? He just has to keep throwing comments in, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows it's my birthday. He's jinxing my interview. But anyway, when you come back, you'll have Harry, and you'll be able to talk to him, and you can talk about the show and all the other good stuff.
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity. Now, this fundraiser, this is the show that he did last year. He's back. I'm sure he's changed it up or done something to it, but it is a show to help raise money for the Abbeville Opera House. And what a great thing for him to donate this.
Absolutely. This is the same Wise Guy show that he did last year. And it was so well received that we just said, let's bring it back by popular demand. And so we've had a great response. And like I said, yesterday and today especially, all the newspaper articles came out in the Index Journal this week. And so we've been getting lots and lots of phone calls. So we're looking for a great opening night crowd tonight. And we already have a bigger house tomorrow night than we have for tonight. So give us a call. It's 366-2157. People are in the box office right now, and we can get you some great seats for 8 o'clock tonight or 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, this sounds so cool to be here with Harry Anderson. Of course, Night Court, Dave's World, Saturday Night Live, Magic. I mean, what more could you ask for right here in Abbeville, South Carolina?
Nothing. Ann Eller in the Lincoln box on the second floor pretty much wraps it up, yeah.
It certainly does. Well, hey, we are here with Michael Genovese. It is his 60th birthday today. Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook and send him some birthday wishes. Harry's already topped it out with 60 gifts for Michael Genovese. Hey, Michael, what a way to start the day, huh?
I couldn't dream of a better birthday.
You are so true.
I probably could, but I haven't.
Well, at age 60, we do have to start settling.
Yeah. I got to go find a chair. This interview has worn me out.
All right. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I believe we're going to have the one and only Harry Anderson right here with us live on the air on WLMA. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy day. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is comedian, actor, and magician Harry Anderson. And now coming to you live from the Abbeville Opera House, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. I have the one and only Harry the Hat, Harry Anderson. You know, I love your card since 1952. Is that right? Yes.
Well, my wife said you have to put something under your name. So that's all I knew for sure. You know, I didn't know what to call myself professionally. I wanted to say something like, you know, 89 days since an industrial accident, and then have a little blood stain on it, and then have the 89 crossed out and 88 scrawled in, but she said, don't get complications.
Well, I know you have. You brought a great birthday present, 60 presents to Michael Genovese here, because it's his birthday today, and I understand your birthday's coming up. What is it, October 13th?
Yes. Oh, you knew it. You make that a question. What is it? And then you make it sound like you're guessing. Yeah. And I'm in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And I am so much younger than Michael. It's just, I don't want to embarrass him.
Since 1952.
That's right. That's right. The math isn't all that tough, is it? No. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, anywho, at the end of the show, after we talk to you, we are going to do some giveaway, and I have just been told we're going to be able to give away a couple of tickets to tonight's show. That's right, over here in the Abbeville Opera House. So along with our regular McDonald's and Shoney's and all that good stuff, you are going to be able to win two tickets to come to the Abbeville Opera House for tonight's performance of Wise Guy. Now, Harry, I know Night Court, I remember us talking last year, and if I remember correctly, you told me that you weren't an actor before you ended up with the role on Night Court.
No, that was my on-the-job training. Yeah, I couldn't act frightened on a subway at 4 a.m. Brandon Tartikoff, the head of NBC, well, actually what happened was he saw me on Cheers, and I don't think he realized that the character that I was doing on Cheers was my own character, my was me, Harry the Hat, and just pulling off some old bar bets that I had, you know, I'd hustled with in New Orleans for years, and I think he thought I was an actor playing the part and doing it very well, so I ended up getting that show, you know, and fortunately there were great actors around me and great scripts, and so an actor I are.
And that was really your first, I mean, you'd been on Cheers, and had you already been on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. I'd done a lot of Saturday Night Lives, and I'd done Vegas, and I was kind of moving up. I was doing, remember all those daytime talk shows, Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas and Dinah Shore and John Davidson? Boy, that seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
No, TV, speaking of that, was so different, and that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. You know, we used to enjoy escapism. Now we have reality. Why do you think that the networks have all gone this direction? I don't think we can go back now, can we?
Yes, why they're
cheaper?
Cheaper. You don't have to pay actors. You don't have to. You don't pay for the sets. You get people paying you to in exchange for the, you know, come into our pawn shop and we'll pay you. You know, it's money. It's financial. And I'm just not a fan of it. I mean, I think once theater becomes the same as reality, what's the point? You know, and it's not even that they're. It's almost like a sideshow. I mean, it's not that they're actually showing people who you would not want in your living room.
Exactly.
In your living room. And we used to work so hard to be invited into people's living rooms. And now I don't know why these people are inviting these sookies and these, swamp picker intervention shows into their living room. It would creep me out to think that those people are in my home. But, you know, it's,
Do you watch much TV anymore?
I watch news, and I watch, sitcoms with friends with folks I know on them, and I watch British television. I'm watching The Hour, which is a new series from BBC, and I watch, I get everything on iTunes or Netflix, and then I watch it when I want. I don't watch, I haven't watched primetime television, for years. I watch a lot of news and documentaries.
We watch a lot of the, the reruns, like Night Court and all those great shows. I mean, you know, those are the things, WKRP and shows like that, because you know what? They were an escape.
Yeah.
And that's what, even with magic, it's kind of an escape, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, there's still some of that Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock. I mean, there are shows that are, they're almost throwbacks now to the good old days, but there's a lot less of it, I'll tell you that. There is so much of this reality TV. What bothers me about our American culture is, we start off with silent movies, and then we create sound. Now we have this wonderful opportunity to make either silent or sound movies, but no, we throw out silent movies. Then we come up with color, and now we have this great option. We could make silent black and white movies, silent color movies. We could make talkies black and white. No, we throw it all out and just go with the latest thing. So now we've got reality shows, and Dancing with the Swamp People, and then these half baked variety shows, which are really not. And we discard what we had before, when really what we have is an opportunity to expand a person's choices. We tend to go with what we think is the hottest thing and abandon what got you to that place. And I think part of that is just, you know, there are very few great leaders in entertainment anymore. Les Moonves at CBS, I think, is a very, very smart man. Brandon Tartikoff was a very smart man. But I think we have a lot more corporate bean counters making artistic decisions now.
Without that imagination and creativity.
Right. I mean, without, you know, if you're going to be a bean counter, you got to be a Walt Disney. You got to have, you know, you got to have a hand in each pocket, and no not just how to make money, but why you're making money. And I don't think we're necessarily we've got the most talent at the top right now. I mean, I don't mean to sound judgmental, but I remember tremendous characters that don't seem to be around anymore, you know.
I agree with you. This even goes to movies, with how they do movies. Everything has to be over the top, and you've got to have 3D, and you've got to have all this stuff going. Quite frankly, when I go to some of those movies, I'm exhausted when I leave.
Right. And you're not going to, the odds are you're not going to get, as each year passes, the odds of making a Glengarry Glen Ross, or, you know, a film for adults that maybe you have to invest some thought and some of your heart into, you have less and less chance of those movies being made. And as it's like anything else, it's a general feeling about education. Somehow we've taken, you know, through some of our leaders, we've gotten prideful over the years about how little we know. You know, oh, I don't need facts. I work from my gut. Well, how about if, you know, I work from instincts. How about if you had instincts and information? That might really work then, you know. But we seem to be taking this pride in not being educated. That makes you somehow effete. And I think we've done ourselves a disservice, because now we're satisfied with much less. You know, I think people would still watch television if it was good. I think that they're going to watch, they're hooked on it.
Right.
So they're going to watch it. You could put the finest, most heartfelt, most intelligent, most educational stuff in the world on television, and people would still watch.
That's what I worry about, because we have so much reality going on, like you said, Jersey Shores and Sookie, or what did you say? Whatever her name is, yes, and that group. They went to Italy, and they trashed Italy.
I'm in Italy. I heard they, you know, it's just, it's not my cup of tea, but, you know,
But the thing is, do you think we'll ever go back? You know, sometimes, do you think we could go back in history? I don't know. It just seems like once you go in this direction, it's lost.
Well, it used to feel like we had cycles, you know, things would come and go. But we're in a different phase now. For example, in magic, that's another drive we seem to have, is that we don't understand why we're in competition with China, but if you think about it for 5 minutes, it's because we're all willing to pay a dollar less than we should for tube socks. So what happened with magic was, once magic started getting sold on the Internet, and this is the same for many, many small brick-and-mortar kind of businesses, well, magic shops started closing down. Now, magic shops are where kids would go and hang out, and that's where the Magic Club was formed. And the Magic Club became the basis of the Magic magazines and the Magic conventions. So it's all seeded at this little brick-and-mortar shop. You can't get together for a meeting at Amazon. You know, you just can't do it. So those things, I think, once you lose them... Now, we had periods when, like before Doug Henning, where that we didn't have a real famous master magician for years when I was a kid. But that was a cycle. And then sure enough, Doug Henning and David Copperfield and the guys came back. But once you lose magic shops, I think it's much different to have business slow down than to have it close shop. And once you start losing them, I think it's going to be very tough to get them back. So I think we have to decide what's important. I know that I buy, you know, plenty of my share at Amazon, but I also make a conscious effort to visit the businesses in my town that I want to have around, and make sure that I spend my time there and my money there, because if I lose the hardware store on my street because I started buying my hammers from Amazon, then I'm only doing myself a disservice. You know, it's like rich people who if rich people don't really decide that that everyone below them doesn't need their support, they're really doing themselves a disservice, because they're going to end up being very wealthy in towns that they don't want to live in. You know, we have to think a little longer term than we are. That was kind of a run-on answer, wasn't it?
It was a good one, though. It was a good one. Now, Harry, you're here tonight to do a show called Wise Guy. Yeah, that's right. Yes, I think so.
He's out of Stacy.
And you are going to be doing it tonight and tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Yes, you've got to come back tomorrow, too.
Holy moly. What did I sign? You didn't let me. You said you don't have to read it. What did I sign?
But you are doing this, and you're doing this as a fundraiser for the Abbeville Opera House.
Yeah,
this is terrific.
Yeah, so well, it's a terrific place. It's just it's an absolute gem. And Michael is the coolest guy for keeping this place. I love you. Following me around.
I'm following the microphone with Harry here.
Now that she's put some kind of condom on it so that I can't possibly do any damage to it. What a sweet man, what a dedicated guy, and look at how hard he's working to keep this place open. And again, if you think if this place were allowed to close, that it would be easy to get it open again? No. So, and plus, I mean, what's more fun than doing magic for a bunch of folks, you know? I mean, it sure beats, you know, it's not like I'm putting on an orange vest and picking up crap off the freeway, you know? I mean, this is fun.
This is fun. Now, what is the show about? Just tease the people a little bit. Hey, we're going to give you that number, 366-2157. That's the number to the Abbeville Opera House. They do have tickets tonight. We are, after we finish with Harry, going to give away a couple of these tickets. But tell us a little bit about what the show is. And I understand this is more of an adult show.
Oh, adult. Yeah. Well, yeah, I love it when they call it adult language. It's the most childish language in the world. I love it when you just have the gratuitous use of profanity and you call it adult language. I just think that's hysterical. I think Michael mentioned it's a saloon show. I had a nightclub, Oswald Speakeasy, in the French Quarter of New Orleans 5 years ago, and we opened just 6 weeks before Katrina came, and weren't able to keep it open after the storm. But this is a show that we developed after Katrina had come and gone, and the town had to kind of redefine itself along with rebuilding. The show that I had been doing on stage every night at my club seemed a little didn't. It seemed like it came from another world. And so we looked at the show again, and with these new eyes that this, you know, this disaster had given us and this human drama had given us, I reworked the show, and it became something that was very special to me. It became something very special to New Orleans, because when the club was opened initially, it was meant for tourists to come through, and different tourists to come through every night, so the show could be the same. Well, when we put it back on stage, we had no tourists in town. And so it was really to be played to the people of New Orleans. And so I don't want to say it became darker. It just became more interesting. It became, it had more flavors and more texture to it. And it's certainly not an adult show, but I would say it's a saloon show. It is meant to be played to inebriated adults, but it's perfectly suitable for mature teenagers, or it's not,
maybe not for 6 and 7 and 8 year olds.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: 6 and 7 year 8 year olds would probably love it, but their parents would be concerned about that. I mean, that really is the problem. There's nothing mean spirited or you know, the kids know. Kids know when you're using the right words to say the wrong thing and when you're using the wrong words to say the right thing. We may be using words that their parents are going to go, oh my gosh, I didn't realize he was going to say that, but we mean it in a very in a happy way, in a celebratory way. We're just trying to get people to laugh and in a joyful way. Now you can go to your Sunday church, you can go there and you can hear a man use all the most righteous and holy words to say very bad things about other people so we can be in the best of all places and hear the best of all words and get the worst messages. This is happens to be an absolutely beautiful place, and we're getting a saloon show. We're getting a show that where I'm only a couple of drinks behind the audience, and you know, it's what I love is that Michael came and saw this in Atlanta, and I thought, well, we'd talked about doing it here, but I thought, once he sees this show,
he'll never bring it to Abbeville.
Certainly not put it on after the Sound of Music. But he came backstage in Atlanta, and it was a tough night, and I had a heckler, and he went further off than I usually go. I mean, it was still great fun, but we got pretty rowdy. That evening got rowdy, and I thought, well, that closes the Abbeville Opera House circuit. And Michael came up afterwards, and he said, you know, I just wanted this show before, but now I need this show. Now that I've seen it, the Opera House needs it. And you can't do a show like this every night at the Opera House, but it's a flavor that I think, you know, Michael's so smart. He does not limit the potential of this place, and that is what theater is. Theater is about possibilities. It's not about safe choices. It's about sound choices. It's about fun choices. It's about thoughtful choices. The last thing it should be about is safe choices. The last thing Michael is one of those bean-counting, non-artistic executives. He is the director. He is the ham actor. He is the...
washes the toilets.
I'm sure, and you know, I was going to say it all while the toilets are cleaning themselves. But maybe you know more than I do. But that's, you know, his spirit is in this place, and he knows what a good time is, and he knows that you know. I think folks came in here last year who thought, oh, good, we're going to see that nice polite judge from Night Court, and they saw something else, but. Boy, they stood up twice every night. They got two standing ovations every night, and there can't be a better review than that.
Absolutely. So, if you'd like to come to a great show, you got to come tonight, Harry. You want everybody to come out and see the show.
Tomorrow night might suck, but
tonight you'll really be on it, right?
I'll put my money on tonight. Yeah, because you know I the work release papers are still effective.
So you've got to be on good behavior or bad behavior?
I'm not sure that they don't run out tomorrow. So I wouldn't take, you know, me. At my age, I don't buy green bananas anymore. I mean, I don't take any chances. I'd show up tonight.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you about this tattoo you have on your thing. It says, never answer the phone.
My wife asked me to get this tattoo on my arm. Never answer the phone. Because when we had a couple of businesses in New Orleans, she seemed to think that I should answer the phone with something like Sideshow or Oswald's rather than what? And so she asked me to get this so that I would not forget. I'm not allowed to answer the phone in my home. You know, now that I have a cell phone, I'm allowed to answer it, and so nobody calls me. They call her. But I, in the shop and in our home, I was finally given instructions not to answer the phone, and I kept forgetting. So
were you sober when that was put on your arm is my question.
You know, I love it. You go into a tattoo parlor, and they say, we do not tattoo the mentally challenged or the inebriated, right?
Right.
Well, if you're not drunk or stupid, why would you be getting a tattoo?
This said by a man that has several on him.
Oh, a number. A number, and some you can't see and some I can't show.
Well, thank God for that, folks. Thank God we're on the radio here today, Harry. Whoa, I can't believe you showed me that tonight.
Yeah, we could do a Stan Freeberg. Oh, my.
All right. Well, Harry Anderson, it has been, as always, a pleasure to see you here, and we are looking forward to the show tonight, and particularly tonight. Tomorrow night, it's questionable.
The coin toss, yeah. But I hope to see everybody, and come. I hang around after, so come on up and say hi.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Harry. All right, bye-bye. All right, we have just talked to Harry Anderson right here at the Abbeville Opera House, having a good time here today, just sitting in the boardroom right now. And, of course, we right now are going to hear a word from our sponsors. Actually, let me ask a question and see if you can answer that question so that we can be giving this away. All right, I want to know, Jeff, are you ready? The number to call, 229 7984. What city did the show Night Court take place in? Not only will you get a prize pack, but you'll get two tickets to the Abbeville Opera House tonight's performance of Wise Guy. So give them a call right now, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. What city did Night Court take place in? And what was the other question that I asked? Hello? Oh, I didn't ask another question. What city does Night Court take place in? With that answer, if you know, give them a call, 229-7984. You're going to win two tickets to the Abbeville Opera House for tonight's performance. Give them a call, 229-7984. Brian, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
One, and Stuart is a retiree down from New York, and he's been down here for a year.
Okay. So, Stuart, I'm going to be bringing those tickets back to you right there at Sharp Facets Gallery. Drop by and pick them up this afternoon. How about that, Jeff? What do you think about that?
Well, he thought it was pretty great.
All right. Well, and what was the city, Jeff? Was it New York City?
He was actually from Westchester.
Oh, okay. But the answer to the question, Night Court was in New York City.
He had it right. We had a couple calls for people saying Chicago for whatever reason.
Absolutely. That's why I asked that question. And Angie over here said she thought it was Cincinnati. Oops, that was WKRP. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to try to do another giveaway before the top of the hour. So if you can be listening over there, we'll try to get one more in. But congratulations to our winner.
All right.
We are here at the Abbeville Opera House. We're meeting in a very special place. This is the boardroom, I think, isn't it? Yes, is that right? And I have with me Bobby. What's your name?
Bobby Hamby.
And Bobby, what are you promoting over here today?
I'm with the Greenwood Abbeville JCs, and on October the 15th, we're doing a costume dance party at the Livery Stables called Lurking at the Livery. It's a charity event. Proceeds benefit JC Camp Hope, which is a camp for mentally and physically challenged individuals, and also the Abbeville Animal Shelter. Tickets are $10 in advance at Uptown Girls and Carolina Guys, or $15 at the door. You can come dressed up in your favorite costume, funny or scary, or you can come as you are.
Be careful on that. Now, you're not really talking about any birthday suits, are you, Bobby?
I'll leave that up to whoever wants to do that. I'm not. I promise you that.
Well, this isn't San Francisco, folks. I mean, you know, they do go nude in San Francisco, but I don't think in Abbeville. Hey, I've been talking about that. Great idea to have that early rather than try to compete with all the Halloween stuff. So an excellent idea. Now, you said that's going to benefit what group?
It benefits JC Camp Hope. JC Camp Hope is a camp up at the Clemson Outdoor Lab for physically and mentally challenged individuals. And half of the money will go to that, and the other half will go to the Abbeville Animal Shelter, helping out the kitties and the doggies at the same time.
Well, y'all have had a struggle with your animal shelter over here, so that's a really, really, really good thing to be doing.
That's exactly right. Anytime you can help out, you know, kids and animals, you're always doing something good. So
you are. So, we are glad to know about that. I've actually been already talking about that on the radio over there in Greenwood. Hope we get a lot of people to come over there and enjoy this, because I think it sounds like a lot of fun. Delivery has certainly turned into a great place to have events.
It has. It's really been a really nice place that they've remodeled and fixed up, you know, for weddings and events and everything. So Abbeville's should feel privileged to have such a place like that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule here. We look forward to hearing more about how that turns out, and maybe this will become something that you'll do every year.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You are listening to WLMA. Meet me at the Diner Boy. I tell you what, we could have a board meeting here. We got so many people here today. This is terrific. But, Amy, you work with the chamber. You want to move maybe slide over here so we can talk to you for a second? Amy Houston, what do you do with the chamber?
Actually, I work for the city of Abbeville. I'm the events coordinator for them.
Well, events certainly are happening over here in Abbeville, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully, we're trying to fill up every weekend possible. So everything's looking good so far.
So tell us, what's coming up?
Well, of course, tomorrow we have our big yard sale on the square. It's going to start up at 6 a.m. and will last until noon. Right now we have 75 spaces that will be filled up with people's
stuff.
We're telling people to come by at 5:30 to set up if you've paid, and then we're going to open it up at 6 to the public. So,
now, are there any more spaces available?
No, we had to cap it off just because, you know, we just wanted to keep it on the square pretty much. And but, yeah, there are no more. I think they sold out on Tuesday.
That's tremendous. So are there going to be, like, antiques there, or is this the yard sale stuff? What type of vendors are going to be there?
It's basically just family yard sales, and that's about it. I'm sure there'll be antiques and all kinds of things floating around, but yeah, we just told people to keep it to yard sale stuff, no food, no drinks, because we don't want to take away from the merchants, of course. Plus, we don't want DHEC coming over either, so.
I understand that. Now, so that's this Saturday. People should come out over here to Abbeville and just plunder through the yard sale stuff.
That's right. It'll be all around the square on both sides, everything, but then we'll open back up at 12:30 for traffic.
Well, that is terrific. Now, you have another event coming up?
We do on November 12th, Abbeville Rotary Club. We're sponsoring the Rotary's 5K Turkey Trot, and it'll be November 12th at 8:30 a.m., and the cost is $20, which includes a T-shirt, and you can either call me, 366-9673, or you can register on strictlyrunning.com. Strictly, S-T-R-I-C-T-L-Y, running.com.
You said this was a turkey trot. Are we running or are we trotting? I need to know the answer to that question.
Well, I'm sure some will be trotting. Some will be galloping.
Some will be walking, and maybe there'll be a few runners in there, too.
Yeah, we might have a couple of, you know, good fast runners. So.
All right, and the date of that again?
November 12th.
November 12th. Are there events coming up that you wanted to talk about, or were those what really you wanted to talk about?
Also on November 12th, this is basically going to be, we're calling it the Gobble and Wobble. So it's going to have the 5K Turkey Trot that morning at 8:30, the Opera House Wine Walk and Taste of Abbeville that afternoon from 2 to 5. And then we're going to have an 80s block party with Retro Vertigo starting at 6, which is a free concert. So this, part of the square will be shut down for that. So just come out and hear them. And they played at the Spring Festival this year. And they're huge up in the upstate, so it'll be a good time.
So you're gonna trot, you're gonna wobble, and you're gonna gobble, and then you're gonna try to dance to the retro 80s music. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. I'm sure it'll be very humorous after the wine walk.
I'm sure. And the wine walk just keeps getting bigger and bigger over here. Hope we have good weather. That's November 12th. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It is November 12th, and it'll be an all-day event.
All-day event. Well, Annie, thanks so much for talking to us. I know you have you just keep adding more and more stuff to what's going on. Will you actually be having something for the Halloween, on Halloween?
Yes, on that Friday. I think it's October 28th, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to have the annual scare on the square, and the kids can start lining up at 4 o'clock over at the Chamber, the Yellow Building, the Welcome Center on the square, and just go around, fill up your buckets, and then that night we're going to have Monsters versus Aliens, the Flicks on the Bricks. That will start around 7 o'clock that evening.
That's going to be great. Now, Annie, just out of curiosity, with all the events and everything that you're doing, and, of course, the square has just been redone over here, I'm sure you're seeing a lot more traffic coming into Abbeville with all the events that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I think the merchants are extremely excited. You know, of course, they're going to have bad weekends and good weekends, but I think they're having more good weekends than bad. I know the restaurants are really booming, so every time, every Friday night, it seems to be really jam-packed over here, so that's really good, too.
Absolutely. You can't tell us, did you sell any property or rent any property with the Sip and See or something that was going on last Saturday?
One building got sold over next to the Press and Banner. It's 105 West, and it's a brand-new clothing, vintage and clothing boutique for women. I think their grand opening is next Saturday, October 8th. And then Mama's Memories down there next to the Rough House, they actually sold their business to a lady, and she will you know, maintain the business there, but she will have regular hours and be open more.
Wow, so that you'd have to say that was a big success.
Exactly. Even if we, you know, just sold one, that was, hey, more than worth it. So
absolutely. Well, thanks so much, and keep up the good work, Annie.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, we are right here on WLMA. We are having a good time here. I think we need to ask another Harry Anderson trivia question. I think we have enough time for Jeff to be able to get the answer. Now, this question, Harry Stone, he loved Warren Singer more than any else. In fact, I understand he even spoke the eulogy at when this man died. So I want you to call 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I don't have any more tickets to give away, but what I do have is a great prize pack from our sponsors, McDonald's, Shoney's, Sharp Facets, Frank's Car Wash, and maybe Outback, too. So just give us a call, 229-7984. The question is, who was Judge Stone's favorite singer of all time? And just to give you a little hint, his son is actually one of our hosts on WCRS, Timeless Cool. So if you listen to Timeless Cool, you'll have a hint right there. Harry, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Brian, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to be back. We've got more to talk about, so don't you go away.
Happy days, Thursday, Friday.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, where it is a very special Harry Anderson giveaway Friday. Now coming to you live from the Abbeville Opera House, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Anderson's favorite singer of all time. It actually, I think, was Harry Anderson, one of his favorite singers, because he actually delivered the eulogy at this artist's funeral. So, and I've told you, his son is one of our hosts on WCR. On Timeless Cool, and I do believe we must have my one and only, the love of my life, the person that keeps saving me all the time, Jeff Eller. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just wondering who you thought was on the phone.
Yeah, well, it was a memory, maybe a dream. Yes, it's you.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you who won.
Okay.
Beth Toller.
Beth Toller.
Yeah,
she knew that it was Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog.
Yes, and she has just moved here from Lincolnton, Georgia.
Oh, okay. So moved over from Lincolnton over there to the Greenwood area?
She's a retired school principal.
Oh, very good.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, she just won a complete prize pack from over there on WLMA. You can pick up that prize pack right there at Sharp Facets. We're going to be there all day today from 10 to 6, and, of course, Saturday from 10 until 2. So congratulations. That's going to be about all we're going to have time for. But what did you think of the interview, Jeff, real quick, with Harry Anderson today?
Well, Beth thought it was terrific. I thought it was to the point and terrific and kind of thought-provoking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for our winners
all
here
right.
Today. We've got more to talk about, so don't you go away. Right with me. In fact, I think what we're going to do, Brian, is just run over just a little bit here because I have two great people to talk about some great events coming up over here in Abbeville. I have Judson Arce with us. He's a artist and quite an artist, I might add. I also have Sarah Sherwood. She is the events planner for the Abbeville Artist Guild. So we're going to be talking to them in just a second, but since I have to give you an ID, I think I'll just say they have an event coming up on It is on October 21st and 22nd. We're going to hear all about it. Hey, and they're going to have good wines. Yes, it's another wine walk. They like these over in Abbeville. I think Sarah told me people from Greenwood come over here and enjoy themselves. Hey, I am Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with you. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, live from the Abbeville Opera House. So, Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ann. I hope you are as well. Thank you for coming to Abbeville today.
Oh, well, we've had a blast. We love to go on location. So tell us a little bit about what is going to be happening on October 21st and 22nd. I guess this supports the Abbeville Artist Guild.
It is. It's our 8th annual arts festival to have here in downtown, and it's called Art Oberfest. It's going to start on Friday evening at 5 o'clock and continue throughout all day Saturday. Friday, we'll start off with our Arts Marketplace and live demonstrations opening. We will also have our annual beer and wine walk. This year, we're actually featuring all products from South Carolina vineyards and breweries, so we're really proud to be partnering with some great. Really, and it's a form of art, so it's another aspect of what you can do if you just put your mind to it. We'll also have live music on the square Friday evening. Saturday, we will have children's crafts and activities going from 10 until 3, along with live music and poetry readings from 12 till 6. So we've got lots of stuff going on for people of all ages. There's kinds of opportunities to just come and participate in art, as well as to take in art and maybe even start your Christmas shopping early.
Absolutely. Now, you said there's going to be activities for children, there's activities for adults, and what is this about the wine walk that you're going to have that's going to be going? You're going to have South Carolina wines, but what else, specific times that it'll be going on?
Our wine and beer walk goes from 5:30 till 8:30 on Friday evening. We wanted to just kind of change it up. There's actually a Clemson home game. So for all of you planning to go to Clemson, you can still come on over and enjoy an evening in Abbeville on Friday. And like I said, it's a wine and beer walk. So all of our merchants will have both a wine and a beer to serve. So this is a great opportunity where even the guys can come out and enjoy Abbeville and change it up from just what is kind of a ladies-only event, so we're hoping that we can, you know, attract a larger group of people by having both the wine and the beer.
All right, and then live entertainment?
Live entertainment. Homemade Genius is booking all of our music, so that lineup is still to come, but we're very thankful to have Ian and Sarah Morris behind us and part of our Artist Guild to help us with that, because that is really where their talent lies in attracting the music and those types of artists.
Well, I understand we also have two new artist businesses that have opened up over here. I'm talking to Judson Arce. Judson, what have you got to tell us about the health of art in Abbeville?
Well, we seem to be on an upswing now, and we want to keep it going that way. We'd like to attract as many artists as we can. This past year, Renaissance Gallery opened that on Trinity Street, and that's Tom Savoy, who opened that, and he's an excellent wood turner, just does amazing work, but he also features other artists. It's not just wood turning, he has beautiful sculpture in there. Gerald Dorn is one of the artists that he features out of Greenwood, and he does magnificent wooden sculptures. And then, of course, Homemade Genius, they just moved to a building on the square, and they've got a beautiful space. They've done a great job renovating you know, they've already put on several shows and had several music events, and we're just so excited to have them here and hope that they can bring in more people.
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think that is so humorous is Abbeville and Greenwood are how far apart? About 15 or 20 minutes, and yet it's like it's another world, isn't it, Judson?
It is. I mean, this is truly a village up here. But, like you say, we really are not that far away. It's just funny when I talk to people in Greenwood and talk to them about coming out here to Abbeville, they're like, oh, that's so far away. We can't, you know, drive that far. But, you know, really living in any city, any major city, it takes an hour to go anywhere. And we're really, you know, suburbs of one another. So we need to, you know, support each other and not worry about traveling those 15 minutes to get to different locations.
Now, one of the things that, how is your gallery doing? You have a gallery over here. How is your gallery doing?
Summer is very slow. The heat, I think, kind of kept people away, but it's starting to pick up now. So I just recently took other artists into my gallery. I have Dot Moore. She has her studios there now, and she had been at the Art Center in Greenwood. And we love having her up here. She's full of energy and is very motivating for me. And then Bob Taylor has been up here as well. You know, he moved his studios out to Callison, but he uses MySpace as an exhibit location. So.
Wow. That's terrific. So expansion going over there. Now, what is the name of your gallery?
Judson Arce Gallery.
Wow, that was difficult.
Very
original. Well, listen, we are here. We've been talking with the Artist Guild. It is the Art Festival, Artoberfest now. Sarah, if somebody wants to get tickets to be able to do the wine walk, I presume you only have so many tickets to sell.
That is correct. Tickets are $25, and we have a strict limit this year of 250. So those tickets will sell out, so do not delay. Tickets are available here in Abbeville at Homemade Genius, Uptown Girls, and Lucia's. They are also available in Greenwood at Corley's Market and the new Scrambled Egg Artist Market. Scrambled Egg is actually Colleen Tebow and Jesse Nance are members of ours and big supporters of ours, so we're very happy to have that additional location in Greenwood for those tickets. So very easily accessible. If you happen to be outside of those areas, check us out at our website, abbevillearts.com, to get our contact information, and we'll be happy to take a reservation for those tickets so that they are here for you.
All right, and I suppose you get a wine glass or something, do you?
We actually do a miniature beer mug. We want to make it a very different atmosphere. The Opera House has done a great job with their wine walk, and we want to make sure it's different enough so that people have an opportunity to come and do ours as well as support the Opera House a month later with theirs. And we just want to make sure it's different enough so people can come and enjoy two different experiences coming to Abbeville.
Well, there you go. I've always thought that a beer glass with a lot of wine would be an excellent idea.
That's kind of where that came from. And like I said, being that it is a wine and beer walk, I think it's just a great thing. And we have ours engraved with Artoberfest, so it's just a little take home from Abbeville, South Carolina.
All right. Well, listen, thank you all so much for being on the show here with us. Judson, you had something else you wanted to add before we sign off here?
One more thing I wanted to add to Sarah's comment about our new website, abbevillearts.com. Any artists that are interested in participating, we still have spaces, though I think so far this is the biggest year we've ever had as far as people signing up so far. But abbevillearts.com will allow you to look at our registration forms and give you any information that you might need. And we're very excited to have it. Sarah Sherwood came up with that this year. It's much more user-friendly than anything we've had before.
Well, that is great. We're talking about the arts. We're talking about the Abbeville Opera House. If you heard some clunking in the background there, don't worry. The roof is not falling in yet. Maybe tonight during the show, Harry Anderson may bring the house down, but have no fear. Come out this evening. Call and get your tickets for tonight. 366-2157. That's 366-2157. Get your tickets now. They're still $25. Tonight at the show, they will be $30, and that's tonight and tomorrow night. Come out. Have a good time. Michael, happy birthday. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you for coming over here again. We had a great time seeing you, and we hope everybody will get in the car. You know, we've got people coming to Harry Anderson tomorrow night all the way from Tampa, Florida. We've got 12 people who made reservations from Atlanta. We've got them coming from Asheville and Columbia, so you can get in the car and in 15 minutes be over here from Greenwood. So we hope they'll give us a call, buy a ticket, and see a really great show.
All right. Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.